Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Pfeiffer, president of the American Angus Association. Back with John in just a moment.
With more Black Angus-influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus Bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 bull sale Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678, 405-382-7678.
Our report today, a service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. John Pfeiffer is a seed stock operator from Oklahoma, the president this year of the American Angus Association. Caught up with John at the recent cattle industry convention in New Orleans, and we talked about a couple of the programs that the Angus Association has rolled out in recent months that he believes is going to be very positive for both the breed and for folks that buy Angus bulls.
John, you and I have talked about a couple of these programs, Angus Source, Angus Link. How are things going with the rollout?
Well, Angus Link, it's a slow process, but we are making progress. We're continuing to educate our producers. We don't totally have the program totally together yet because we don't have the maternal aspect of that program put together. But we have had some groups of cattle that we've sold through it, and those groups that sold early tend to top the market. The set that actually had sold at OKC West had topped the market that day and those groups. And we're now being able to, some of the early ones that we sold back in July, those cattle are getting close to being finished up through their feedlot cycle, and we'll be able to gather data back on them and follow them through and make sure the numbers match what we're doing. And it looks like it's a positive step for the program. It's going to be a slow process, but it is. Things look positive for it at the present time.
So tell me, describe Angus Link to us.
Angus Link is the Angus Association's feeder calf program, where we go in and we put a score in on the calves, just an overall score, and then we put a score on how they would do on a quality grade market, and we put a score on them how they would do on a gain market, average growth market and such. And that way we hopefully it will provide some insight to the people that are buying them as to what these cattle have the genetic potential to do, provided they're provided with the right type of environment.
The ultimate goal is to provide a lot of genetic information to do that more accurate predictor.
Yes, that's what, we kind of wanted to get away. If you go to the markets right now, as long as they have a black hide, they think all black-hided cattle are created equal. And what we're trying to do is differentiate the difference between black-hided cattle and those that have the greater genetic potential to grow and be more profitable for people and those that don't. And that's what the ultimate goal. With the final phase of it, which will probably occur in the next 6 months, that we'll begin to identify those Angus heifers which have more maternal attributes that could be better used as cows than as market animals.
I know that you've also got something called Angus Source as well.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Yes, Angus Source was originally our old feeder calf program, but it has now become our PVP program. We have five process verified programs. The care and handling program would be the only certified care and handling program that's available in the United States at the present time. And we're beginning to use that. We're getting lots of people that are beginning to look at this. And we have five of those different programs depending on what your particular PVP program you would like to have and would like to use. And we're beginning to do some third-party audit verifying for people and stuff. So we're looking at ways to expand what the association does, and we're also looking at ways to expand our income to help make the association more viable.
The celebration, of course, this last year in Columbus was all about, as much as any, certified Angus beef. I know that some of those numbers that were being talked about at Cattle Facts were talked about there, the tremendous slide away from low choice select to a lot more high choice and prime beef than ever before. That had to be very gratifying to hear those numbers confirmed by Cattle Facts.
Yes, it was very satisfying, especially when we look at certified Angus beef. We did 1 billion pounds 2 years ago. And what the next goal had been was to do 100 million pounds for each of the 12 months. One of the months that had been a major hang-up all the way through had been November, because people eat so much turkey and ham with Thanksgiving. This was our first 100 million month in November this year that we've ever had. Talked to one of the packers from Cargill on the way out here as we were riding out in Uber from the plane, and he was talking about the fact that because Select has become such a small part of the market, that they, as a packer, were going to have to begin to do some things different to differentiate their sale. And they're looking at going more towards prime, that there's more of this available than there's ever been in the history. So we look at that. We also look at the fact in certified Angus beef last year that for each month we had an acceptance rate of 30%, which would have been unheard of even 10 years ago in the industry. So it's the producers that have reached this point for us and provide the genetics and put the genetics in the cow herd to make it happen. And that's a major step.
Thanks, John. John Pfeiffer, the Angus breeder from Oklahoma, the current president of the American Angus Association. And that is our beef industry news, our beef buzz for you today. I'm Ron Hayes on the radio, Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.